thunder in my heart.
Feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
A narrative.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
So he said, it may be a chance that God might let the baby live. Sister Puckett, didn't the Bible say God struck the child? Didn't he give a prophetic word to say the boy ain't going to live? David had a good relationship. He said, I know my daddy said all that. See, when you get folk that's got a relationship with God, you got something. Pastor, always time I come to church, get a relationship. I ain't got to say that no more. Pastor, always time my folk come to prayer, get a relationship. I ain't got to say that. Because when you got a relationship, that's the goal. I'm going to give y'all a preview. God gave me the theme for 2017, at least for our church. God-focused and kingdom-minded. By his grace, with everything that's in me, all the messages I preach, my goal is that they'll be God-focused. This year, I'm going to try to put all the weight on God, that we can direct all of our attention towards God and what he's going to be doing in our lives, and to stay kingdom-minded. The reason why the world has all these problems with politics and theories and philosophies, they're not kingdom-minded. Most people are second-dimension-minded, cultural-minded. What's going to take care of me and my foe? But when you're kingdom-minded, you want what the king wants. I can go home right there. That's like a UFO. I'm like Michael Jackson. Give me the rocket booster. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Fly on out of this bad boy. Y'all ain't. Y'all just, you had to be from the 80s to remember the jetpack. It's before he burned his hair. Put the jetpack on. I'm saying, if you caught that, that's the problem. Most people are culture minded. Me and my foe. Man, you got to graduate from there. Do it, sir. You got to graduate. Uh-oh, I'm finna go say it. Ain't none of y'all black. You ain't white either. That's all right. You ain't got to get, you don't come to church. No, I'm preaching. Here's the truth of the matter. The Bible said, and man created man. If you really want to say something, you read. He created from the dust of the earth. The word Adam means earthy or red clay. So he created him that he breathed into a nostrils, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Didn't say he was black, white, red, yellow, none of that. You a soul. Amen. You in a body. This going to come off one day. Don't let nobody define you. That's why people fighting over stuff. This dying every day. I'm a God man. How many God men in this place? How many God women? How many know that they are soul, they're spiritual? Y'all want to switch it and say you're a spirit, you possess a soul in the body, that's fine. I'm just sticking with what scriptures say. But you're definitely more than your body. this earthly tabernacle is going to be dissolved. But you have a body made in the heavens that's not made by human hands. Abraham looked for a city. See, once you know who you are, you don't need no political party. You don't need no system. All you need is faith in God. And God will take you from glory to glory to glory to glory. As far as you want to go. Let me back it up with scripture. He says all things are possible to him that you can believe in whatever you need. You can believe in a heart change. You can believe in finances. You can believe in deliverance. You can believe in a husband. You can believe in a wife. You can believe in a car. You can believe in a degree. You can believe in a scholarship. You can believe in a business. You can believe in whatever you need. Say it, son. See, you may not look like you're with me sometime, but when somebody can do that, they riding with me. We on the same motorcycle. That was the next thing coming out of my mouth. That's what I mean. See, the prophetic can't operate in disunity. So the apostle has to come in and kick over walls and kick all the little mess out. And then the prophetic comes in and begins to speak right now words. We rob ourselves. We fight against each other. Fight for what? Let the heavens stay open. You've even got a book out of here, a CD, a business idea. Whatever you need, a job. I want you to go stop at the red light, turn left. You're going to see a man. He did it in the Bible. But when you get stubborn and pig-headed and all this stuff, God can't speak in that. That's why When Benny Hinn had them services, that is a baby crying on the third balcony. You'd have to know about Benny Hinn for that to be funny. My point is, just the littlest noise. What? Lady, take the baby out. In the surgery room, you ever seen a little baby in surgery? Do they allow family members in the surgery room? All you got is the people that's necessary for the operation. See, when you come in here, see, when God deal with that fear, that's a little fear. Say, no. Now, you said this about me. I'm going to say this about you. He made you a giant in the spirit. The hinder is going to be fear. But once the fear is gone, what I mean is fear of man. You have to erase the opinions of man. Now, I'm challenged by that at times. But when I'm really walking in the anointing, I don't even see people no more. It's just what he said. And he'll tell a prophet, you can't be ashamed or dismayed of their faces. You just have to say what he said. See? And sometimes it'll seem like people don't want it because they struggle in the flesh. But on the inside, they saying, give it to me. But they've been in the flesh so long to where the outward fights with the inward needs. But you're a giant in the spirit. Walk in that. Walk in that. He going to back up what you say. The prophecy that was Samuel when he was 4 years old is that your words would never fall to the ground. When you said he going to back it up. Don't be in arrogance, but don't be in fear. So during parts of your lifetime, he's allowed you to be fearful. Okay? Not God, but Satan. Use some fear attacks. You got to know this about Satan. Satan don't know everything about your future, but he know what's been spoken. He can make observations because he's been around for a long time. And he'll try to set up your seed, back it up. He did it with Moses. Kill all the babies that's up to this age. He did it with Jesus. He didn't know who Jesus was going to be. Kill all the babies. So Satan know what to do. See? If you let her get raped, she won't serve the Lord. Let her mama disapprove of her. She won't serve the Lord. So little things that Satan think will stop you, he don't know the full agenda of God. God knows how to make all things work together for your good. So even the things Satan try to use to stop you, if you don't be stubborn, if you let somebody teach you, and you mess around and get revelation and your light bulb come on, you don't let nothing stop you anymore. You said, I'm going to stay with God. I had a lady call me this morning. I had to respect it. I had to respect it. She was whining and complaining. But, Doc, can I tell you what she told me that you don't hear these days? She said, but God told me to come to your church. God told me. And I'm not leaving till you send me. You don't hear that kind of talk these days. So despite all the other stuff she said, which was pastoral, I had to make time for somebody that got that understanding. And it's not so much God's man sinner. It's your having an understanding of the importance of God's plan for your life and your place in his kingdom. When we don't have an understanding of that, wherever the wind blows, that's where we go. We left the message. This is what I mean. See? Now, let me say this. What I'm doing, the whole church, really? Okay, great. Great, 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 great. So this is in you, because I didn't see it in the beginning. Sometimes the right situation and the right anointing will pull out what's in a man. I was in a counseling session not too long ago, and it's funny how God's people ought to be discerners. Because if you look at things with the outward eye, you say, this person throw it off, don't qualify. But when you get sensitive to the eye of God and the Spirit of God, they can be acting like a monkey. But you look and say, you a prophetess. And when you really connect to God, not only are you going to be in a place of peace and comfort, but this little issue that you're working with, that's going to be small time. You just out of place. And so you can have saints that's out of place. How many know one of the key names to Satan is he's a deceiver? We know Satan means accuser. But he's a deceiver. The very first thing he did in the Bible was deceived. And he's good at it. He'll take a teenager and have them thinking their parent is the worst person in the world. Ain't that stupid? But not to them, because in their mind, it's so. Every friend is right, and their parent just a dodo head. Ain't that stupid? But he's a deceiver. And today, with access to the internet, man, you got all kind of stuff out there. I ain't going to even release some of that in the church God has given me. But you got all kind of stuff out there, all set to deceive. Because once you get on the road to deception, he ain't taking you off on the wrong path. And without somebody praying for you, it's hard for you to get back on the right path. It's like a ship at sea that can follow the wrong star. I know they got navigation systems now. But outside of that, they can got off course. And once you're off course, it's hard to find your way back. Every time you come to church and hear a word, that's God bringing you back on course if you allow it. And you headed for destination heaven. Some folk wonder how I got way over here believing strange doctrine. You got off course.